Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Brigitta Mantai of Medienbord Berlin Brandenburg. So thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, nice to be here.
We're just out of a talk that you gave on funding, but before we start getting into that world, I'd just like to ask you quite simply if you could tell our listeners a little bit about what Medienbord Berlin Brandenburg is and what it does and what its activities are.
Okay, we agree on that it is a film fund, and I don't have to explain beyond that, but it is a film fund in Germany, it is one very complex landscape of film funding. So Medienbord is one of the, let's say, eight strong regional major film funds located in Potsdam, Babelsberg, which surrounds the media hub city of Berlin, the capital region altogether, and that's where we have our funding taking place to mostly regional, but interesting enough, also international co-productions. And we fund all sorts of projects, that is film projects, but also television, high-end dramas, even television series, and of course also new digital forms of projects and audiovisual projects. Finally, we also fund distribution of films. That's just roughly what we do.
So right away, one of the things that people might get caught up on is like, what does regional funding mean?
A regional fund means that it is focusing on the region where it is located. That is to say that it's tax money risen from the two states of Berlin and Brandenburg in our case, which is reallocated into the region via a film project, which then also should do the shooting in the region, so that the money comes from the region and stays in the region and even gets multiplied. Like if Roman Polanski, after his shooting his film at Studio Babelsberg, for instance, afterwards also buys a, let's say, antiquity, then there's even more money spilling into the region because of the fact that we give a little bit of money via the film fund into projects, and then much more economic activity is processed from that. That is the economic factor of a regional film fund, and basically it means the regional effect, spending our funding 100% into the region.
So then how are these projects selected?
The projects are selected usually with the regional funds with a committee. But in our case, it's very exceptional, the only exception in the whole Republic of Germany, where a single CEO, Kirsten Niehus, is or has been over the years for quite some time already decided and greenlit projects exclusively. She has, as partners, funding advisors, as I am a funding advisor, and helping or in assessing the projects and pre-evaluating, and also I'm usually in closer contact to the producers and my colleagues are as to help prepare the decision for our CEO.
And I wonder, is there any particular thing that would help get this funding though, on the, from looking at it from the perspective of the filmmakers and producers?
First of all, I should say that there's always some point where amateurs try to be professional. And that point is very interesting to have a look at and to say, okay, this is not at the point of professional filmmaking yet. And that's why we are there to discuss a project and find out whether it is already. Our fund is working with professionals. So you have to have some pre-existing education or else learning on the job. Both is possible, obviously. But you have to show some minimum expertise of what you're doing. And the other thing is, how about talent? If you are a creative part of a project, a creative person involved, then talent would be nice, but you have it, you can learn it, or sometimes not. So that's very difficult to assess. But as a matter of fact, you can professionalize your talent. Writing, there are all sorts of workshops and seminars and schools for talents in acting, whatever. And you have to be willing to communicate and compromise with others, the ones who give the money. So if you have a baby and want to get it walking, then you need money, because money is the livelihood of all. You cannot do a movie without. Then you have to go to knock at the door of people who are sometimes more experienced and know how they know. And then you have to be very communicative, and you have to be professional in your communication. That's very important. Very important. It's with people always. There's no film with other people.
Communication is very important. Yeah. That's one of the key things to remember. So we briefly mentioned it earlier, international co-productions and international co-productions. What are the percentages of the international co-productions, let's say?
Well, funded, the funding percentage, the amount of percentages of international co-productions we fund is pretty stable, 35% of all productions we fund.
There you go. And is there any kind of regions in particular that's where, you know, the co-productions are more, let's say there are more co-productions in those territories?
Yeah, there is traditionally lots of co-production with France, with Austria. There have been some co-productions with Great Britain, UK, sometimes the US, but Italy, not so many. Israel, I should mention. Israel has been continuously a co-producer to German partners. And in former times, there have been also some Eastern European co-productions, lesser nowadays. We had shifted to the Arabian countries the last couple of years. And then now, interestingly, we also open up to South America.
Great. And because we're at the Sarajevo Film Festival, you mentioned that Eastern European co-productions have kind of gone down. Let's just use that as an example. Why is that? Why has that happened?
It has come because of the development of the German market. We have like 610 premieres per year in the German market. 610. That makes it 12 premieres per week for the audience to decide, where shall I go? It's way too much. It's an inflation of movies in the market, and somehow it needs to be balanced eventually. So my question then is, how can a Eastern European co-production survive? Very hard. Okay, that is true for many other projects also, or productions. It's very hard to survive. And usually it was not so easy with Eastern European co-productions with audiences. That's a fact. I cannot help. But it's a different tradition of film making, or was. It is getting closer. And I think also the stories are really interesting at times, but only with a few. And very often Eastern European films have not been greeted by audiences. When we had a beginning of co-producing with Eastern Europe, we pitched in money and said, yes, go, show me what you do. Then for a couple of years there was a plateau, and we said, okay, it's not going so well, unfortunately. And then eventually we said, it's not going well, so why should we continue? And this is how it happened.
You're now running a charity, so, yeah. You know. You have to be you have to be observant of these things, obviously. Well, you know, there's no telling whether things will turn around then in a couple of years.
I agree.
But it takes a long time to kind of see these trends and see where they go. Oh, yeah, but so as a final question, because we are running out of time quickly, but it's a fascinating interview, very interesting also for me, because some of these things are very strange and distant from me. Could you mention a few examples? We're an international radio, so could you mention a few examples of successful co-productions that have happened in recent times?
Well, basically, I have to say I'm responsible for Eastern European co-productions. but I know
the last European co-production that was successful.
There were a couple. It was not just one, but White Gods was quite successful. And to be honest, it was not really a co-production. Tony Edman was with Romanian participation, but not as a co-production, to be honest. We had, was it Sergei Losnitsa who did a co-production on I only know the German title now. No, but we had The Square, obviously. Let's have a look at this, which is really a great great film. Then here in Sarajevo we have the Cannes titles of Jupiter's Moon from Mundrutsko, which is a success, having been in Cannes. And also we also funded Brain, which is also in the competition here. So
hopefully
many others.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. I had my pleasure, really. Thanks.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.